brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. You are joining us here at the crack of dawn on the Sequester Friday. My name's Aaron Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. They were grabbed up by a drone at the Anselmo Vineyards rally in that's not it. Where are they again?
I'm not sure. I know they're on assignment this weekend.
The part about the drone was true, though. We did see one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. That's Linda was singing. There was singing that took them out of town. So in honor of the sequester, I brought us some garlic.
Oh, okay.
So we're fully protected. I've got a silver bullet and garlic.
1,142. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 3 cents at $11.20 a share, Groupon positive 20 cents at $4.73, Best Buy up 50 cents, trading at $16.91. Over to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 22 cents at $75.56, Pacific Gas and Electric off 11 cents at $42.53, AT&T down 15 cents, trading at $35.76. Over to commodities, gold is at $4.20 an ounce at $1,582, silver positive 19 cents at $28, crude oil down $1.35, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Susan. We listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR 1460. And Aaron?
Yes. Yes, Bob. We would be talking to Rob Burrows, but we should throw him under the bus because he just, you know, canceled on us 2 minutes ago, so.
Yes. Well, this is live radio. coming up this morning, I know that we do have, State Senator Jim Nielsen. He's going to call in about this horrific incident that took place down in Red Bluff, tragic ending to a search for a 14-year-old girl. It is being treated as a homicide. Way too early for any speculation as to what or who. I guess what would be, a good term. We will be hearing from the state senator here very shortly, and you also have a guest calling in.
And I believe we are going to be hearing from Matt Reese, who is the director of Mayor's Memorial up there in Fall River. I was at a community meeting the other night and listening to the little briefing there about one of the bills that has gone through the California State Legislature, and they are hoping that kind of a fix-it bill will be going through. So maybe Jim could tell us about that, too. It's going to take a bunch of seniors that are in their long-term care facility, like 85 of them, and basically close the facility. 22 of them are Alzheimer's patients, and within a 100-mile radius, they have found beds for 5 of them.
So they're going to do what with these people?
I guess they're going to put them in FedEx. I mean, I don't know what they're planning on doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. Apparently, there are two facilities in San Francisco that house about 1,000 people. Okay. Is that Jim?
So the warehousing begins?
Well, it's not even warehousing. There's nowhere to put these folks. And they all have relatives. So, you know, all of a sudden your mom, your grandma, whoever it is, gets to move, I don't know, how many hundreds of miles away. So they're hoping that they can stop that. He was going to give us a little 411 on that.
So these people who are in extreme physical disability are just going to be shoved into some transport and shuffled off to Buffalo or wherever.
FedEx or UPS. I don't know who's transporting our seniors these days, according to the government. They're supposedly going to save money, but as with most things, kind of like the fire fee, they were going to make money, but it cost them more to, you know, probably cost more to do the fire fee than it did for what they made. This will do about the same thing because all those people are Medicare patients.
Well, and we also have just calling in on the line right now, as promised, State Senator Jim Nielsen. And, Jim, this is kind of an unscheduled thing, but There have been some developments down in Red Bluff, and you're on the line to kind of give us an update because, well, why are you calling us about a local police incident, I guess?
Well, because it's not local. It's a crime wave all over California, and, you know, folks, I've been talking about it with you all for 2 years. This dangerous realignment, Governor Brown and the Democratic majority, and you have to put the blame where it belongs. For 2 years, this has been imposed on us, and now the crime wave is getting close to home. And now we have a lovely young lady in Red Bluff, Marissa Nichols, joins Amber King and Chelsea Dubois in their graves in San Diego, and Polly Class over in Petaluma, as victims. Victims to action of the state government.
Okay, sir, do they actually have a perpetrator in custody? I hadn't heard any update on
that. No. I'm talking about these other ladies, young ladies, were killed several years ago, okay? No, in this case, we don't know anything about the perpetrator here, okay? All we know is a lovely 14-year-old girl is now dead. But she joins many, many hundreds of others. And the numbers are going to toll unless we get some help. Help with members of the legislature and the governor meeting in special session, which I have called for this past week, to deal with the public safety realignment and changing this public safety disaster. Again, we do not know anything about the situation here in Red Bluff. I know conclusively that Amber King and Chelsea Dubois are dead because of actions or inactions by the Department of Corrections. We know that Polly Class is dead by a bill that Jerry Brown signed in 1978. Legislature takes action and then doesn't seem to envision the consequences. And what I'm asking people to do now is obviously grieve and console the families and pray. But call people that you know all over the state of California and tell them to contact their local legislators and demand a change in AB 109. Then I'll have some help down in that darn capital in Sacramento to get this situation changed. I just wrote a letter to the editor of the Los Angeles Times yesterday. You know, they were personally criticizing me for being an alarmist. For not knowing what I was talking about 2 years ago on this stuff. Well, sadly, many of us in law enforcement, including Sheriff Lysenko and Chief Belletti, have proven to be able prophets. But we find no comfort in that. We need to do something about it. And it is time to change this public safety disaster. But the only way we're going to accomplish it is people getting righteously outraged and getting people upset all over California. It will not happen within the legislature. As a matter of fact, to the contrary, bills are being introduced now that will make it even worse for us, including related to drug use.
Okay, well, sir, we hope that you will keep us updated, and as the story down in Red Bluff unfolds, we will look for we'll see what happened and what can be done to keep this from happening to another family, sir.
That's what we have to do. And please understand, this is a call to action, and it's really time.
Absolutely. It's not gonna change until people require that that something be done.
Senator, thank you very, very much. We've got to move along here, but thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Keep us in touch.
All right. If we can, and I'm sort of stepping on your toes
go ahead.
Here.
We didn't have
ahead
a plan
and take
this
our
morning.
Break. We have another call on the line. Free Fire Radio on a Friday. It is fast. Can we say Fast and Furious? I guess that term's been kind
we
of corrupted.
We can, because nothing
too.
Will happen.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us... This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
you. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, go outside the wire with national commentator Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show. Why are school systems stepping on the Second Amendment with their zero tolerance policies? Could this be part of Obama's plan to ban firearms for citizens? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460, quick look at the weather. It is going to be sun and clouds high near 80 degrees. Can you believe that in March? And then cooler tonight, low of 47. Right now in Reading, 47 degrees. A report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to Aaron Ryan.
And Bob. You can't just make it me. Aaron Ryan, it doesn't sound fun at all.
I push the buttons. I'm your MC this morning.
I know. All right. So we have Matt Reese on the line. Do we have him in there? Matt?
Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron? Bob?
Hi. Well, I know you were going to be up early for a meeting, and we dragged you out of it. So we've got we don't want to jam you up here, but we did give a little blurb on what it was you were going to be speaking about. But let people know what's happening up there at Mayor's Memorial.
Yeah, we've got the state that's implementing a cut that's 22 to 25% off of the rate that we're now getting. And the rate that we're now getting is basically cost. They basically are doing a 10% reduction off what our costs were in 2008, 2009. So, as you know, healthcare costs have not gone down, and our costs have gone up, and they want to take us back 10% off of our cost three or four years ago. So anyway, we cannot sustain this cut, and we have 80 patients in our long-term care unit, and this is where the cut's happening, is long-term care. It's called distinct part skilled nursing facilities who are receiving this large cut, and it's affecting a lot of the North State. I know Eastern Plumas, they've got a hospital over there that is going to be closing down two nursing homes that have about 50 patients in. And one of the big things is we don't have the nursing homes that will accept these patients in the North State. We have in Reading 25 open beds, only five of them are Medi-Cal. 97% of our patients, or 78 of our patients, are Medi-Cal patients. And so what they're doing is they're requiring us to find homes someplace else. In fact, when I asked the state, just day before yesterday, what we're supposed to do with the other 70 patients that we have that will not have a home within 100 miles. They said that they had a case manager that would actually help us place those residents around the state. So we have residents up here in the North State who have spouses that come in and see them every day. In fact, an 83-year-old man came up to me the other day and said, look, I go in and I help my wife. I change her dressings and help her out and visit with her every single day. If she moves to Reading, I may make it down once a week to see my wife. And if she goes further away, which could be Sacramento, but there's several people fighting for beds in Sacramento if this happens. And San Francisco has two facilities that have 1,000 beds that are going to be affected.
Where would they put 1,000 people from San Francisco?
You know what? I don't know. Like the state, to get these cuts passed, the state did a study and sent it into Medicare and said we have the ability, we have the capacity to meet the needs if these facilities close. But I don't understand where they have the capacity if there's 25 total beds and only 5 Medi-Cal beds in Reading, and we have 80 patients. How are they meeting the need? And the law says that they have to do it within their geographic area. I don't know what they consider a geographic area. It's not defined in the law.
Of course.
Over 100 miles seems like a huge geographic area.
Well, besides the fact that not all these people are going to stay in long-term care, some of these people are there and they wind up going home. But not if they move away. You gave a statistic the other night that I think people should hear. In what happens when you put people in long-term care and then you take them great distances away from their family and their friends.
Yeah, there's been studies done showing that the mortality rate goes up 30%. In fact, we talked to Mount Shasta, who closed 2.5 years ago, closed their unit down because they could not continue to meet the cost of keeping that unit open, and that was before the cuts. And they had 32 patients. And the average stay for a patient is around 4 years. So you would expect that half of those patients would still be there. According to Mount Shasta, there is only 3 of those patients still alive out of the 32. That's less than 10%. And so there is a huge impact on when you move somebody from their hometown or a skilled nursing facility that they've been in for a couple of years and take them and make them move their home, the mortality rate definitely goes up.
Hey, Matt, can you hang with us through a break? And can we keep you just one more little blurb, or do you have to get back to your meeting?
I'll wait here.
Okay, no all problem.
Right, KCNR 1460 will be back right after this.
Great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Join us at Wind River Casino as we welcome hypnotist Mark Maverick to the Wind River Event Center stage on Thursday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and includes dessert.
Just a good diet bad.
Mark has hypnotized audiences all over the world. He chooses up to 20 audience volunteers in hilarious situational skits, making them the stars of the show.
You're a star.
Get your tickets now.
Only $20.
For this high-energy show that's fun-filled with exciting surprises. For details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Repeat after me. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
That's a snazzy little tune you've got going on there. Kind of, you know, seems a little early for that. All right, Matt, I know you've got a meeting to get to. So in the last couple minutes here, what can people do? You have I know there's legislation pending and you need some support. So let's pitch that out to people.
Yeah, exactly. We need support for AB 900. It was put in there by Assemblyman Alejo. And we need support of AB 900 to overturn these drastic cuts. We don't want to be moving our patients from Northern California down to Southern California. That's where they have the beds. They have the beds in L.A. and San Diego. That's where the beds are. We cannot take those patients and move them. Also, the cuts that we would have to make would include cutting the jobs of 116 people. We are the largest employer in Eastern Shasta County, Modoc County, and Northern Lassen County. This is a huge impact on our local economy, and we need the support of everybody to help us overturn AB 900. You can go to mayersmemorial.com. That's M-A-Y-E-R-S, memorial.com. And we have an electronic petition there that people can sign. We also have other information that people can get regarding the cuts, the people that they can contact. I was very disappointed in the Department of Health Care Services when they said that the only way they were going to help us out is by giving us a case manager to work with to send these people to facilities farther than even Redding. I mean, Redding's 75 miles through mountain passes. I think that's a huge task for some of these people to take on, especially when they have spouses that live in our community that come to visit them every day. That could not drive those mountain passes. Some of them don't even have driver's licenses, so they have friends and relatives bringing them in to see their relatives.
Well, and at the end of the day, these cuts that are slated, as usual, are because a lot of these people are Medi-Cal patients, or all, I don't know, is it all of them?
97% of them are.
Okay. So bottom line is that that cost is going to be picked up someplace else. So by the time you do all this shuffling and all that, the odds of it actually saving, in the scope of all things, the pittance it'll save is minimal, if anything.
It's very little. In fact, a couple of the hospitals actually get a higher rate than we do. Since it was based on cost, we were one of the five lowest paid in the state because our costs are so low. We were very efficient during the fiscal year of 08-09.
You're bad.
Yeah, exactly. They're penalizing us for being so efficient.
Lovely.
If they go up to Modoc Medical Center or to some of these other facilities, they will actually be paying more to them than they would be paying us with the cut.
Lovely. Well, Matt, we're going to let you get back to your work. And thank you very much for calling in. Mayorsmemorial.com. Go there. We are supporting AB 900 to help these people. So thank you, Matt. Have a great day. We're going to be back with you in just a couple of minutes. We're here at KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox Business Network. Shares of Chesapeake Energy are trading lower on news that the SEC is investigating Chesapeake and its CEO, Aubrey McClendon. Regulators notified the company that an informal inquiry will be proceeding as an investigation. The SEC is looking into a program where McClendon received a share in every well Chesapeake drilled. Chesapeake is the number two natural gas producer in the U.S. Personal spending rose 0.2% in January from December. That was right in line with what economists were expecting. Personal income fell by a larger than expected 3.6%, the biggest drop since January of 1993. And Best Buy shares are trading higher after the electronic chain's fourth quarter results topped estimates. The company made an adjusted profit of $1.64 a share, topping the estimate by 10 cents. Revenue came in at $16.71 billion. The company also says a deadline passed without a bid from its co-founder Richard Schultz to buy the company, so it will continue to focus on its transformation for the benefit of its shareholders. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds now through Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone now through Sunday at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And we're back. That was a fast half hour. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This morning we have our guest host, Aaron Ryan, and we're going to, first of all, let you know this portion of the program brought to you by Crown Motors. Steve Robertson, the crew, are your local Dodge
Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They carry a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to meet every need. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. Call them at 223-2177 Crown Motors.
Is that the place with all the cars out front?
Most car dealerships do have cars out front. In my experience.
I was just messing with you. I was looking at the little poem I had on the screen here. Obama and the sequester. On Pennsylvania Avenue, right near the end, there lived a president who wanted to spend. He knew spending meant power, so hour by hour, he thought up more spends from his Washington Tower. I'll spend without limits, I'll spend without blame, raising taxes to pay. That's the name of the game. It goes on from there. You can find it on Roll Call. It was on last week. It has a lovely graphic, too. It's quite funny, actually. Very Dr. Seussy. So on the spending front, let me bring this back up here on my screen. One of our chat room people had put a little note on the beginning when we were busy having all these people call in. But the California State Board of Equalization passed a new gas tax with a 3-2 vote on Thursday. That would have been yesterday or last week. That raises the excise tax on gasoline another 3.5 cents. So on July 1st, you'll be paying an extra 3.5 cents. Thanks to the Board of Equalization. And just a hot news tip for you. We are the only state in the United States that has an elected board of representation for our state sales tax. The other states, most of it's called the Department of Revenue. So Board of Equalization is actually a good thing for us. For once, we're not the only state that, you know, has something bad. We actually have something good. There are four elected representatives, and the tiebreaker vote is the state controller. So when you look at votes like this, a 3-2 vote, swing votes coming from the state controller. So next time that is up for grabs, like next year, look long and hard at who the state controller will be. Because I think most of us, you know, when we look at that, it's sort of like one of those blah, blah, blah votes.
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo vote.
Yeah, you know, nobody really knows. Please pay attention to the state controller next year. Because if we had a state controller that was not a tax and spend fan, we would be able to not have some of these things, and they would also be able to turn some of them back. They have discretion over some of these things, like this one, that they willy-nilly vote in. So I think we're paying enough for gas right now. Bob, you paying enough for gas?
No, I think I'm paying enough for gas, yeah. Not according to the Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm not paying enough for gas. He wants that $5 gas, big time. That way we'll be forced to move closer. We'll be taking that transportation, non-existent trains, and otherwise... Yeah. Crowded into little cattle cars where, by the way, I'm told that if you're forced to ride a public transit or you're hanging onto the handrails and all that stuff, the communicable disease ratio goes up dramatically. Isn't that nice?
That's awesome. And you meet a lot of people while you're all wedged in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you think about all those people when first half hour we were talking about the folks getting shifted out of Mayor's Memorial up there and a bunch of other places, and the open beds are down in L.A. I guess they're relatives are supposed to drive to Bakersfield and take the high-cost rail, but...
That doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, a little snag there. So as far as spending goes, I had a handy little list I thought people might enjoy. Some of these things you may have heard, but I doubt you've heard some of them. In the government waste zone, we've got the free cell phones. Are you a big fan of free
cell phones? The Bama phones, yes.
Uh-huh. Guess how much it's going to cost us in 2013?
And this is a federal program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much will these necessities that didn't exist a few years ago cost?
Yeah. People need these phones that have to be given away by the federal government. And in 2013, they're going to cost us, the taxpayer, $2.2 billion. Huh. Guess we could have saved that. Kept those planes from falling out of the sky on the sequester. How about promoting Obamacare?
Advertisements.
$51.6 million last year alone promoting Obamacare. If it was good, people would have promoted it free. IRS, did you know they had a TV studio?
The IRS has a TV studio.
Yeah, full-service TV studio. I don't know if that means they have coffee or better cameras. I'm not really sure what a full...
Really?
Yeah, full-service TV.
What sort of television programming could the IRS come up with?
All of us chained to the railroad tracks, I guess, with the train coming and be a little bit like Dudley Do-Right, I think. That's the way I see it. With Nell on the tracks, That costs us $4 million to operate annually. Who do we have calling in?
Somebody I could run wants a heck of a TV on? Station for $4 million, let me tell you. Terry, if you can make it quick, we can pull you in right now, and then we're going to be taking a break.
Otherwise, you're our hostage.
Or we can hold you over. If it's a long-winded thing, which you're noted for, we can hold you over.
This is Terry Raposa.
It is, but Bob, I think you just went on longer than I'm going to go.
Okay, fire away.
You're killing us. Stay through the break. Why not? We've got time.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Great. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa the other night made a great statement. He said we don't need to call this Obamacare anymore.
Oh, that's right.
We're to call it the Obama Healthcare Takeover. And we no longer have assault rifles. We have sporting rifles. So I think rather than using their verbiage, let's use ours.
And we don't have forward. We have onward. So many things we've got to change and revamp. So many. Nice. So
yeah.
The Obama Healthcare Takeover. You want to hang on or do you have plans?
Sure, I'll hang on for a minute.
I will get you on the backside,
sir. We're going to be right back. We're going to thank our advertisers here at KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
.744 and this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values. Quality doesn't have to cost more. You can extend the life of your heating and air conditioning system. Save a little money here. And they will help you get your home comfort all put together. Serving you at just the right temperature. Check them out on the web. Homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642.
You can't have too much comfort in your home.
Absolutely. As long as you're not in a pack and stack where you all have one air conditioner that serves an entire building with 3,000 people in it, you bet.
There's no point to air condition that. You're all touching. That's like my childhood driving in a van with five little kids across the United States and air conditioning.
That's what they want us in a sustainable world, is in 3,000 person pack and stack housing.
I know. I've lived it. I lived it as a kid. We drove across the country every summer, five kids in a van with no air.
Yeah, hey, Terry.
Just say no. Just say no.
Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, are you still in there?
I am.
Hello.
Did, I don't know if you guys talked about this yet or not. Because
yeah,
I
we did. Oh, no. I'm sorry. What was it?
Well, the statement that you read at Chapelgate from our congressman, Congressman LaMalfa, was outstanding. I haven't really heard that many statements. They were as pointed, direct, sincere. I mean, it was great. He didn't pull any punches. He's really telling it like it is. And for me anyway, as a voter and a constituent, that's very refreshing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice not to get lied to or patted on the head. He's going to be on, I guess, after sometime after 8 o'clock.
That'd be great.
That was the rumor. Is that the rumor, Bob?
That is my understanding, yes.
Right on. So,
anyway, that's all I had, and I want to remind people, if you guys probably already have, about the gun show this weekend.
No, we didn't do that.
Okay, the Lions Club is having a gun show this weekend, and it's if you want to get ammo, you probably should get there early.
It's like black. It's like the new black.
It's going to be like tents before Black Friday.
Exactly,
right?
It's the new Black Friday. We sleep over. So where are we all sleeping over? Is it the Civic? Hey, you know what? We could get our congressman to bring his blow-up mattress out here, because that's what they sleep on back there on the floor of the office. But I hear that the
junior congressman, yeah.
No, there's like 70 of them. Some of the senior congressmen sleep in their office. It's so expensive to live back there, they don't want to waste the money. But I heard the chief of staff has an air mattress, his own air mattress now. He doesn't have to sleep on the furniture, but it deflates most nights, and he's got to get up in the middle of the night and blow it up again. So let's not have them make our accommodations for the gun show. That's a loser. Let's do it ourselves.
Anyway, the hours.
When does it start?
The hours are Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 4.
Nice. So Saturday, you figure what, midnight the line will start? So that's a no?
That didn't work at Sportsman's Warehouse, did it?
Yeah, no. You know, it's a tough deal. Tough deal for that. Well, great. We will see you all there.
Great.
Unless, of course, you don't want to go to the gun show, which is, I don't know what else you'd be
doing.
Well,
the same weekend is the boat sport and RV show, so some people hadn't done to that.
Well, you should do those together. Those seem to fit. Don't they fit?
It would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay the extra 3.5 cents or whatever it is a gallon yet, so you might as well drive around.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
He was so quiet in there, I thought he was gone.
Oh, no, he's a... Terry, gone? Yeah, gone but not forgotten. He's always with us in spirit.
Thanks, Terry.
Good guy.
Yeah. What?
Just so much going on and...
Oh, yes.
And a little... It's like all these things are sort of converging. So, of course, we the people, you kind of do a lot of work connecting all the dots, don't you?
Yes, on Sunday mornings. This Sunday morning, actually, We the People Radio will have Dave Hodges. And I guess Carl's having Dave Hodges on today.
That's right.
This is, we're going to have this be like the honorary Dave Hodges studio. So Dave's on with Carl from what, 9 to 10?
That'll be 9 to 10, outside the wire.
That's right.
And this attack that's going on some of these rights, and it's as if now that the second term has started and the California legislature has been completely the Borg collective have assimilated the rational folk. It's all about maintaining and increasing the grip on that power, and it's frightening what I'm seeing here, and even people who have been staunch Democrats their whole lives are starting to scratch their heads and go, wait a minute here, this isn't what we asked for.
They're gonna do what? Thumbprints for ammunition, pretty much everything that looks, well, you know, in the whole assault rifle thing. I mean, one of the characteristics is how it looks.
Yeah.
How it looks? got zero to do with performance.
Appearance
if it looks scary.
Is everything. Yes.
Yep, if it looks scary. So obviously that's fantastic legislation going on.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get back on track here?
Really?
Okay, well, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to throw in another piece of waste.
Be my guest.
How about...
You are my guest.
No, you. How about vacation getaways? 183 conferences paid for by federal agencies over the last several years cost taxpayers more per attendee than the infamous October 2010 GSA conference in Las Vegas. Remember the guy in the hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more than that. They spent $1.7 billion in 2010 to maintain property that's not in use.
Well, it's hard work being among the elite. You know, they have to have their little dasha retreats, I believe was the Soviet term for it.
Oh, dasha?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not even going to ask you how to spell it.
D-A-C-H-A-U.
Really?
Yeah. It was where the Russian bureaucrats would go to kind of re-energize themselves.
Oh. Well, not
I'm sure that Charles could explain that.
I was just kind of chuckling to myself. I was like, I'm sure Charles has sent me that in an email before.
He would probably correct me on it.
Exactly. All righty. We'll be right back with you in a couple of minutes here. You're listening to KCNR, CAM.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are big supporters of the local veterans community and all things community. They've got a great walk-in humidor and, of course, Espresso Joe's, where the T&B Sweeties will fix you up with some great coffee drinks. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Gotta love those guys. They're awesome.
They are awesome.
And they've got the community room next door. So if you ever have to, you know, do a meeting with one of your groups, and you're looking for a great place, it's right there on Hilltop, and you can grab some coffee and meet in their community room. They're really nice about it. There you go. Okay. So it's 5 till. Got 5 minutes left. What do you think, Bob? Other Bob?
I've been trying not to step all over you.
I come from a family where everybody talks at the same time. So you're just sitting here, just me. It's like, what?
Well, we've got, Congressman LaMalfa scheduled to call in our next hour. But,
he's in that place.
He's in that place where things get called at the last minute. So we are hoping that he has some time. He's been real good about it. But, of course, we're looking forward to his update on the madness within the Beltway over there.
Well, the madness this week, actually, it's interesting because I guess the madness back there has not been about the sequester, obviously, because the president's been away on his The Sky is Falling tour. Have you guys followed that at all? It's really fun. I'm looking at Bob Martin out in the thing, so I guess I'm saying you guys, even though you can only hear one. Or maybe Bob's got a split personality. Does that work for you at all?
I've been accused of
that. You could be Bob and Bob. No, I just cannot believe that it started out with it was going to be Armageddon. You know, we were going to lay off all these thousands of teachers and TSA and blah, blah, blah.
Management via crisis.
And then yesterday, you know what he was calling it? It'll be a little bit like tumbling down a hill. Like, what happened to, you know, what happened to the bomb blasts? I mean, no more bomb blast?
Well, this tumbling is not down the a hill. First time that in order to try to make some political hay, I mean, panic the folks so that they will vote how you want them to through emotional manipulation. Gee, let's start counting off the topics that this tactic is being used on.
Yeah, I didn't bring my calculator, and now, you know, through Common Core education, we've gotten rid of algebra in eighth grade. So, you know, nobody will be able to calculate that in the future, actually. That'll just be off the table. We'll just use the little, infinity symbol for that. But, no, I think it was designed probably to force people to the table and capitulate. And it didn't work out. Oh, it's too bad. And, of course, the cuts are really just decreases to the increase in spending for this year. So they're not even real cuts, which is, again, depressing. They've been doing some votes and this and that, and the one big one is the Violence Against Women Act that they did yesterday that hopefully our congressman will chat with us about. He voted no.
I'm always amused by these things that the title of it sounds great.
Yeah.
But when you start digging in, you go, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with the title.
No, it had nothing to do with it. It actually was kind of nice. The version of the bill that passed decimates programs for victims of sexual trafficking by cutting $85 million, leaving a bare-bones program in its place. That has been really effective, actually, in the past. So that's the part they cut out and added a bunch of other junk, and it was 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to be subtle about that.
I was all pieces the other way.
No.
Yeah. He's giving me the one finger and one finger, and it was the index. It was the index finger. I was going to clear that up, although, you know, I was going to let you hang there. EPA grants to foreign countries. You know about this one?
EPA grant to other countries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the EPA beats up on us, but it gives money to foreign countries. They have given more than $100 million in grants to foreign countries over the last 10 years.
So we meddle in their internal affairs and such.
But we just give them money to meddle in their internal affairs.
Then they can spend it however they
see. Well, because they're taking it from us and to give it to them, which is awesome. But I think you'll like this one. This is about our seniors. This is a good way to end this hour. Since we started with seniors, we'll end with seniors. Pay to play. You don't normally hear about pay to play with seniors, do you?
No.
Video games. National Science Foundation spent $1.2 million paying senior citizens to play World of Warcraft so they could study the impact it had on their brains. So if grandma's acting a little bit aggressive and she has a little extra cash, she might have been playing World of Warcraft for the government. I told you were going to like these, and they're all true.
Oh, my. Now, I have heard that, you know, therapy funding is being spent on the Nintendo Wii system, the balance board, and that actually works. My mother-in-law uses that.
Right, but that makes sense.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
World of Warcraft
is a bit esoteric.
Yeah.
Got a break for this first hour. First hour went by fast. This is KCNR Free Fire Radio. Guest host Aaron Ryan will be back after the top of the hour.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's Sequestration Day.
It was not Congress's idea, it was the White House's idea.
Republican Senator John McCain, but Democrats blame the GOP for not compromising. And before President Obama signs the budget cuts, new talks. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
The meeting between the president and congressional leaders started here about 40 minutes ago, and it appears to be still going. It's not clear where compromise can be found. The president wants more tax revenue to offset half of the sequester cuts. House Speaker John Boehner says no way. The president already got a big tax increase in the fiscal cliff deal.
The revenue issue is now closed.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney called on Republicans to accept a compromise on taxes.
It is unacceptable. It is a my way or the highway approach.
Carney says the president remains firm on his demand for more tax increases. Dave?
Mike, there's mixed news on the economy. Construction spending fell in January, especially on government projects where it hit a more than six-year low. But a private report shows an increase in manufacturing last month to the fastest pace in a year and a half. On Wall Street, the Dow is now up 24 points. A man is missing in Florida after his bedroom fell into a sinkhole.
I jumped in the hole and tried digging him out. And I couldn't get him.
But Jeremy Bush's brother still has not been found. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Now, Dave, there's no sign of 36-year-old Jeff Bush. His bedroom was sucked into the ground when a sinkhole opened up underneath the family home in Sefner outside Tampa.
They rushed in. All they could see was part of a mattress sticking out of the hole. Essentially, the floor of that room had opened up. They could hear the nephew in the hole, but they could not see him.
Hillsborough County Fire Chief Ron Rogers, cameras and listening devices have not picked up any sign of life, Dave.
Evan at Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1.
And liftoff for a SpaceX private rocket sending more than a ton of supplies and experiments to the International Space Station. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Mitt Romney doesn't think President Obama has handled the sequester well.
The president has the opportunity to lead the nation and to bring Republicans and Democrats together. It's a job he's got to do, and it's a job only the president can do.
The Republican nominee will talk about life after losing the election on Fox News Sunday. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Turkey again, worried about Syria's civil war next door.
There is no legitimacy in a regime that commits atrocities against its own people.
McCary's talks in Turkey are also focused on trying to patch strained relations with Israel, further deteriorating when Turkey's prime minister said that Zionism is a crime against humanity. Kerry says that complicates Middle East peace efforts. Catholics are without a pope today, but a Vatican spokesman says they're getting ready to pick a new one.
The cardinals are convened for the first time on Monday morning.
There'll be another meeting later in the day Monday. A conclave of cardinals will make this election. The goal is to have a new pope by Easter. Country star Toby Keith has lost a band member.
I like girls who drink beer.
Toby Keith travels with a huge crew and a lot of musicians. You might not know their names, but they make his sound what it is. Now the country star is down a man and released a statement saying he's deeply saddened by Chuck Goff Jr.'s death, calling him a close friend of more than 25 years. The bassist, who served as band leader, was killed in a two-car crash in Oklahoma Wednesday night. The crash is under investigation. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The odds are now worse for New Jersey, trying to legalize sports betting. Late last night, a federal judge in a ruling upheld a 1992 law outlawing sports wagering in most states, including New Jersey. This as all the major pro sports leagues and the NCAA have sued to block New Jersey's law that would allow sports bets in Atlantic City casinos and horse racing tracks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back for our second hour of Free Fire Radio, and starting off real fast again, Aaron Ryan is our guest host this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
We're going to jump right on the phone with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. It is a Friday, and what's happening on this first day of the month in the markets, Susan?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Aaron. Well, stocks have erased earlier losses and moved into positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 14,077. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 1517. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 3 points at 3,164. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ: Groupon, up 39 cents, trading at $4.92. Yahoo, positive 78 cents at 2209. Intel up 16 cents at $21.01 per share. For local stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares down 6 cents at 17 even. North Valley Bank off 22 cents at 16.5. Bank of Commerce flat, trading at $4.92 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.85% and the 30-year bond 3.06. For commodities, gold is up $1.80 an ounce at $1,579. Silver positive 17 cents at $28. Crude oil off $1.17, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
And we're going to hot switch right now. And
this is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We got the phones and the microphones and the buttons and the
sliders.
Yes,
all kinds of things. Well, what we were doing was setting up because Congressman Doug LaMalfa was calling in, and we were trying to make some room for him, and then he disconnected, and now he's calling back.
Ooh,
and,
is that what you were doing over there?
Are you there, sir? Okay.
How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Are you calling from the deck of an ocean liner, sir?
No, I'm calling from the front seat of a Mustang. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing great. Is the top down?
No, it's all up.
Okay, well, we got a bit of noise, but you are intelligible. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Glad to be home and sunny over in California. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's the how was the week in lovely Washington, D.C.?
Is that W-E-E-K or W-E-A-K?
Yes. Well, it's nice that it started with Armageddon and it ended with tumbling gently downhill.
Well, you know, we watched the movie Skyfall the other day, and that seemed the apt theme word for the week. It's just sky is falling, and the president's been out on his little road show, you know, as some of us called it, and some of us around here might refer to it as the dog show when he shows up. But also, every time he gets in that airplane, it's $180,000 per hour to keep it in the air, and he's put at least 7,000 miles on running around scaring everybody, but it's only 1.7 miles from the White House over to Harry Reid in order to try and actually move the issue, you know? So it's been pretty frustrating.
Stunning. Stunning. And we've been punctuating our day today with the waste list. Our last little highlight to the waste list was the National Science Foundation spending $1.2 million paying seniors to play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, there's plenty that we could be doing besides watching the aircraft carriers be shut down and all the other scare tactics we're using here. Over $115 billion of your tax dollars have been going out to people that aren't eligible for them, or payments that are being mismade just because somebody writes it. Cuts a check before they know where it's going. That's $115 billion. That eclipses the $85 billion we're talking about.
Yeah, that's $100. You're breaking up a little bit, but just so that people realize that, federal government made $115 billion with a B in improper payments. And the total sequester cuts were 85. Huh. And it's really only 40-something, right?
Well, the way it's spread out over two fiscal years, I mean, yeah, it's pretty small. When you look at in terms of the whole federal budget being $3.5 trillion, $85 billion isn't even quite big enough to take it down to 3.4. It's still 3.415, right? So we're not even moving that odometer 1/10 of a mile, so to speak. So we're trying to move things in the right direction here, but my goodness, you would think that it is going to be Skyfall or the end of the earth here. So
yeah, well, and at the end of the day, they've known about these cuts for like a year and a half, right?
Yes, and then we knew that was coming, and before I got there, we had the business plan. Everybody knew that was coming. They put it in these last resort stopgap deals that kick in, and so far with the inactivity of the three different sides to be able to get together and do something, it's the worst case for scenario becomes the real one. So
yeah, it's some things never change. It's a little bit like waiting till the night before your term project is due, and then you start working on it and you run out of time.
I know, I use that analogy a lot.
Okay.
Grabbing for finals the night before.
Yeah.
So.
Congressman, we have a caller on the line who asked a very, very good question, and because of the nature of this connection, I don't want to risk patching him in. I'm going to paraphrase his question, and hopefully David is able to listen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and patch him in. David, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the congressman is on a hands-free and a noisy environment, so state your question as simply as straightforward, and we'll see if he can answer it. But this is probably not the greatest connection in the world.
Got it.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. We are told over and over that the Republicans lost the last election because of the Hispanic vote. I think it's because of we lost the women's vote. What can Republicans do to get more of the women's vote?
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of small things that have projected a bad image there with candidates out there saying certain things, and then the media is able to paint everybody with a broad brush as being some kind of Neanderthal, right? So I think we still need to hold firm to the core values that are important, that are defined as Republicans, but our delivery would help a little bit. On the other hand, I think it's kind of dangerous to run around and, the word pandering comes to mind, like, well, hey, what are we going to do to get the women's vote and Latino vote? Because then you start making them into just groups instead of individuals that are all American citizens, right? So I think that if we still don't allow ourselves to be painted into the corner of somehow being an extremist or something, but standing for American values of free enterprise and jobs and all that, that should appeal to everybody. But we will never outcompete with the Democrats on giving things away. You know, if it just means that we're going to try and outspend them or outgive away them, and if the American people are desiring a government to try to give them everything when really it has to take from everybody else to do that, then we're probably going to be the wrong party until there's a full reckoning of how government really should work. And I'm not going to change and become one of those, because we are not going to outspend and out try and benefit the other party. We can never keep up with that.
All right.
I think women need to realize that we need more opportunity for their children. Otherwise, their children are going to come back home and live with them.
Well, exactly. That's a very important. You know, maybe they don't want, or maybe they do want the kids at home. I'm not sure. With, you know, it's not a broad brush. There's a mixture, but you know, with the way the values of this country is going, is that grandparents are going to end up raising the kids these days, and so you got to go back to the things that you know are solid. It's the basic family that we need to always do what we can to encourage that. And if government comes in is going to be play the daddy for everybody, then it just pushes people in a direction of being comfortable with doing things the wrong way. So that said, you know, there's always exceptions. And so we had a measure that was on the floor yesterday, for example, called the Violence Against Women Act. That became a political football.
Gentlemen, I have to step in here very briefly because we are so far behind the clock. Congressman, stay on the line. David, thank you very much for your question. And Congressman, you may hear a lot of phone noise, but hold the line, please. We are just...
Did you hear Bob? He kept breathing. He was like, nope, can't begin it now.
You're listening to Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
It's more like Free For All Radio.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds now through Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' crowd fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone now through Sunday at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Dropping the 20.
Oh, sorry.
I'm glad that wasn't anything that we didn't want to have on the air.
This is trying to be a good co-pilot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Free for All Friday. But we do have on the line Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, we had a caller call in with a very interesting question. Sequester. Assuming it's kicking in, what do you see as the immediate and maybe long-term impacts on the North, on your district? as we listen to the soundtrack to a great Formula One movie.
Hold it here, bullet. Background? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll pull over. All right. How you doing? You guys have good commercial breaks?
Yeah, we did.
It was a chase scene from Bullet.
Well, I got the Mustang. I'm looking for the starter.
You haven't driven for like a week, so you're probably speeding.
I know. I miss it back there. Not a car-friendly environment back there at all, especially when you get in the cab. It took me – we had to go speak to the Federation of Independent Business yesterday morning. It took me 2 cab rides to get there because the first guy got pulled over for running a red light, so he just bailed out and found another cab. So it's never a dull moment.
You dumped him in his hour of need to get his ticket alone?
I didn't get the ticket, man. We'd only gone about a half a block and it blew right through the red light. So, okay, we're out of here. That doesn't bode well for, you know, safety in that town anyway. So did we finish up with David there already?
Yeah, we moved on, and then we had the call about from a lady whose name I did not catch about impacts of sequester on the North State.
Okay, yeah. Well, again, the sky will not fall, but there will be some difficulties because it was kind of the worst case scenario bill that was passed about, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so. And the Republican-led House did send 2 different pieces of legislation that kept the spending reductions on track but allowed flexibility for certain aspects of that so the cuts wouldn't have to happen in the worst possible way. We're also trying to make sure that the military has the ability to move the money around other than being prescribed by the anti-aircraft carrier president. we're going to hear about our national parks, but ultimately we do entrust and empower people that run our agencies to make decisions too, and what they choose to use as their priorities or whether administration is doing a top-down, say, hey, let's close the Washington Monument so it makes the public really mad, then we'll either A, beat Republicans, or B, get them to raise their taxes. That's how that works.
Yeah, and they also, I don't know if you guys heard that back there, we get a whole different version of what's going on out here, but TSA people were basically busted, dictating to airport personnel to drag their feet starting on Friday so that people would feel the heat from the sequester.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, so everybody loves the TSA so much anyhow.
Yeah. Yes, that's the high point of everyone's traveling. There are some people who won't travel anymore thanks to that.
Well, maybe that's the idea. Hey, Congressman.
Well, that's part of the global warming footprint strategy there is to get people just to quit doing things, and hey, it's more plays in their hands.
Yeah, you'll go live in your stack and pack. Hey, we have on the line our yellow cab philosopher, Jay, and we're going to go ahead and patch him in right now. Jay, welcome to the program. Yeah, you said you had a question for the congressman?
Yeah, congressman. First, I got to say I'm a little concerned about your treatment of my brethren in the taxi cab. But all jokes aside, isn't what's happening kind of necessary? I mean, I pointed out earlier, this isn't really a deduction. It's just a deduction in the raise. And in order to really fix things, we're going to have to do a lot more than this. I mean, isn't this really first necessary step?
Yeah, this is a small down payment. This is like stopping at the little kid's lemonade stand on the way to the bank. You know, this is really a small thing compared to what we have. It's really disingenuous that the whole Western civilization will shut down and not have an economy anymore because of $85 billion. They spent $787 billion in the stimulus just out of thin air outside of a regular budget process. So, I mean, Hurricane Sandy, that was nearly $60 billion that was just, except for what was authorized as part of the flood insurance, that $56 billion just kind of came from somewhere. And that's almost the same as $85 billion. So we're talking about a pretty small amount, and you are absolutely correct that it is a reduction in the incline of amount of spending. The federal government will spend more this year than it did last year. It's on projected to spend even more the following year. So the big bugaboo here is that the entitlement spending is basically untouchable, or you get sued to death or whatever. So it's the discretionary spending that is the one that kind of is trying to
carry the weight here, and that's where it does come down to military and national parks and some of the other things that we continue to hear about is the president's flying circus runs around the country scaring everybody instead of making a solution.
Well, in order to really get a solution, we're going to have to make far more cuts. So isn't this a good thing? Or am I mean, I'm not out there. I don't know. I'm just driving a taxi in Redding, California. But, I mean, wouldn't it make sense that if we're going to have to make these cuts, you got to get your toes in the water in the first place?
Yep, it's a reality check, and I think over 80% of the American public realize that we have to move this in the other direction. So I just wish they would send more backup in Washington that does want to move it this direction instead of being, like this whole gun thing. All right, guns have been part of the land for 230 years, and this is just really mostly a distraction to try and keep people bound up on that and other things, instead of the main focus, which really is the fiscal mess that we have. Government is mostly about, taking money and redistributing it and using it for other things, and that's what it is. So we're there to try and make sure we're good stewards of it, and when you're distracted by other things, just to keep people from looking over here instead of looking at the main focus, I think that's part of the strategy, too. So it's pretty annoying.
Thank you for your time, sir. Have a very nice day.
Okay.
Okay, taxi guy, you be careful out there and watch those red lights.
There's so many of them, too.
I know.
And those cameras.
I learned between Wind River Casino and KCNR, there are 21.
Well, there's 35 of them between my house and the state capitol here, and they keep adding more. They put a new four-lane, they turn a two-lane into a four-lane, bam, more stoplights. Like, great. So anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
More lanes, but it's fake. Well, but that, again, money spent. So is there any, hate to go back to the part we already did, but this $115 billion in improper payments, is there just no discussion about getting back the $115 billion in improper payments or stopping that from happening?
We can try, but, the focus needs to be an over... Okay. My daughter's getting out of the car. Get the truck stuff too. Okay. Bye. The focus needs to be on oversight, not thinking up more things to do. Okay? And so like Darrell Issa's Committee on Oversight of Government Operations is just trying to do great things and moving in the right direction. But all of our committees, we need to be holding accountable all pieces of government. Why is the U.S. Forest Service unable to get any timber harvest going? What has them so bound up that the private lands are managed well? Even the state of California manages its lands a little better, but federal government, it's just a wasteland and a fire zone. And so we have to spend much more time holding government accountable for what it does, and instead of just looking, well, it doesn't work, so let's just tax you more. Always the solution, again, with the flying circus the president's doing right now, it's just go after more people that produce things and take their money instead of looking inward at the hundreds of billions that we could be finding to reform this process.
And when you talk to other people back there, what's the sense? Do you find, like out here, you wind up talking to people on the street and most people realize that things are kind of screwed up. You don't talk to that many people who love the way things are working. Back there, do you get the sense most of them are unaware that it's not working?
Well, it depends which culture you're talking to. If you're talking to the other members in the house, there's just a lot of great patriots and conservative folks in the Republican conference there that, it does reassure me here that we have some good leadership and got some good rank and file members that believe in the right thing here. But when you have the majority, you're also expected to govern, to ultimately get things done, and so that's where it gets dicey because on one edge, people say, hey, just shut everything down and cut everything and let's just write this all out in the bunker. Like, yeah, I get that. But also, it hurts real people in the process here. So I don't think I'm sent back there just to say no to absolutely everything, shut it down and we all just go into a bunker and wait for some kind of Armageddon. So I have to get up every day and work to try and make this thing better and just try and turn the ship in the right direction a little at a time, because we can't do it in big lurches. So, you know, part of the strategy with the budget is Paul Ryan is devising the plan to get this thing balanced over 10 years. Now, again, like to normal people, 10 years, that's a long time. But we're not starting out here in 1793 doing this thing. This is 2013. I mean, it'd be fairly simple if this was the formative years of the country and we weren't already 16 plus trillion in debt and have all these bureaucracies and courts and lawyers and all this stuff. If we were in the beginning foundations of it, it'd be, you know.
Hang with us for just one second. We're going to get cut off by the news.
Yeah, we have news coming up in 30 seconds. We have a caller who called in, and he's got a question that I'd like you to think over during the break. And that is, we haven't heard a thing about any departments like education or energy being scaled back or done away with when the states could take over those functions. So if you could think of that question from listener Henry while we take the break, I'd appreciate it. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on a Friday, KCNR 1460 AM.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. A meeting at the White House just ended on the automatic federal spending cuts that start taking effect at least at midnight, no later, with no deal on the deficit. President Obama wants more tax revenue in there. House Speaker John Boehner was at the meeting and says Republicans just won't agree to that.
Let's make it clear that the president got his tax hikes on January 1st. This discussion about revenue, in my view, is over. It's about taking on the spending problem here in Washington.
A lot of Americans agree with them.
57% of voters think the only way to control the deficit is through actions like the sequester, because lawmakers are just unable to do it on their own.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton. President Obama is about to come out and speak about all this in just a couple of minutes. His meeting with congressional leaders lasted 52 minutes. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is 8:34. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478. They are man's last stronghold. Now back to Aaron Ryan and on the phone, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And sir, did you have a chance to kind of consider Henry's question about why don't we just get rid of some of these departments that don't seem to be doing much but complicating people's lives?
We don't have a sympathetic Senator White House. We could pass stuff out of the U.S. House all day that would move that direction. And that and the bureaucracy itself puts itself in a protective cocoon. It's amazing. You ask for records, you ask for transcripts, you ask for some kind of account of the activities of a given agency, and they're amazing at how good they can drag their feet and block and redact and all this. I mean, they're actually defying the elected body of the people here in doing that, and they, to some extent, get away from it until we finally pull the purse strings on it. So that's going to be our effective tool, is to quit funding them the way they want to be funded.
Well, you also requested some information from Homeland Security. I saw that press release where you requested from Homeland Security some explanation on why they were letting all these illegal aliens go.
At the same time, they're buying up all the bullets.
Exactly. I was going there next.
I'm always excited to come home and actually hear ads on the radio where they're advertising a pro-gun for a Second Amendment dinner, you know, so things like that. But it's Homeland Security, in order to help take care of this gigantic sequester problem that is being created by some pipe, is indeed releasing thousands of illegal immigrants that are detained at various levels of, in captivity for, you have known gang members, you have known drug runners, you have known all sorts of these activities that that they've been engaging in illegally, and again, they're holding us hostage with this stuff, saying like we're going to take all these things away the government is supposed to be doing correctly, but still keep all the stuff you don't want, because you have the audacity to try and downsize us by $85 billion. It's the same thing when you apply it to any of these departments here. Yeah, I go back to in the state experience here in the state assembly. There's 13 different agencies and departments that have some level of governing how energy is procured or handled in California. We proposed to shut down just one of them and consolidate. And we moved it through one committee. Then the state treasurer shows up in the next committee and poo-poos the thing, and it stopped there. But, thankfully Governor Schwarzenegger, a little later, penciled it out of his budget. So, I mean, that's how you do it. You hit them where they live with their money.
And at the end of the day, that's always the leverage for raising taxes. We're going to make cuts that you're going to hate, so now we need more of your money.
Oh, yeah. Take away everybody's firefighters instead of the bureaucrat that shows up on your door harassing you over, your garbage can being painted the wrong color. You know, what have you. It's just, so that's why I get so frustrated in this job, is that I would like to move the ball much quicker in the direction of making a pro-free enterprise, pro-the people, instead of the growth of government. There was an article out here recently called Boomtown that shows Washington economic atmosphere is completely distorted from the rest of the country. The rents are keep going up, and the restaurants are cost more and more, and everything is more. It's a fake artificial economy in Washington D.C. in the city. Because everybody wants to be there, being part of that culture of lobbying and going out to the fancy dinners and all that stuff. And I just, it's a fake deal, so I want to be there to help detangle that.
Well, I think that's fun. What would be the first thing you would, I mean, if you had to guess, just based on the people that you've met that think like you do, what do you think their initial cut, if they could do it and make it happen, what do you think they'd cut first?
Well, there's not a first because it needs to happen in so many different places a little at a time. So it requires you want to be thoughtful about it, you know, and some people have made fun of this. You're going to audit. Oh, well, great. That'll take years. Well, when do you want to start? Do you want to just swing the meat axe at everything here? That's what everybody's complaining about right now. So if you believe this is the meat axe approach and nobody likes that, then the other approach would be a thoughtful way of auditing and going line by line through things and say, justify this versus justify that. I can justify firefighters, but I can't justify more bureaucrats running around making sure you have a permit to own a car wash or something, you know? So it's it takes a long-term thoughtful approach. You know, we can find the easy stuff that makes the news, like getting rid of the Department of Energy or, you know, focusing Department of Education back at the state level instead of the federal level. We don't need these people in Washington telling everybody what to do with education. And so, you know, plus we got the Secretary of Education coming on TV saying how devastating the cuts are going to be until you start peeling the onion back and see that, like, for example, in the state of Virginia, they're trying to blame sequester on laying off teachers in one city in the state of Virginia. Well, when you actually go interview those folks, say, well, it really wasn't the sequester. It was something we were going to do anyway.
didn't have anything to do with it.
Political hay.
Okay, we're keeping you as our hostage for another chunk.
Can you handle one more break, sir?
Come on.
Yeah, I just drive during the commercials. It's kind of...
Right?
I stop lights, I try to make productive, and commercials I try to make productive in different ways, so we'll just drive more.
Okay, hit the gas.
Right,
we'll see you in 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, sir. This portion of Free Fire Radio has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Locally owned, family operated, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends. We'll be back. It is 8:41.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Join us at Wind River Casino as we welcome hypnotist Mark Maverick to the Wind River Event Center stage on Thursday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and includes dessert.
Diet good and diet bad.
Mark has hypnotized audiences all over the world. He chooses up to 20 audience volunteers in hilarious situational skits, making them the stars of the show.
You're a star.
Get your tickets now.
Only $20.
For this high-energy show that's fun-filled with exciting surprises. For details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Repeat after me. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Good.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds now through Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone now through Sunday at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio Friday edition at 844. This one goes out to Congressman LaMalfa, although he drives a Mustang, not a Lincoln. Checking the weather real quick. 55 degrees in Reading, and look for a high today pushing the 80 degree mark. Can you believe that?
It's wrong.
False. Everything's budding out.
Where's 47 winter.
47 for your low tonight, near 70 tomorrow, and increasing clouds. And this report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Aaron?
Yeah, you know what? Winter must have gotten cut by sequester. What happened to that? Where's winter? It's only March. We got cheated. Bring me back my coldness. All right.
Hello, Congressman. I hear his car.
I do. Well, I hear it's like snow. He's got some snow going on in there.
Well, I'll...
Hey, there he is.
If you got a question for me, well, let's go then.
Well,
I'll be like that guy who was on Hannity the other night just arguing and said, do you have an actual question? Did you see that guy?
No, but I heard about that.
Keith Ellison, the dude from Minnesota there, he's, I guess, one of my colleagues, but man, what a angry, he does how the liberal left does. They aren't really there to have a discussion. They just obfuscate and yell over everybody, and the time rolls by, and you don't actually learn anything.
Yeah, so I heard it was like the ultimate hardcore filibuster.
It was. It's like trying to watch that Bill Maher show. Everybody's just yelling the whole time. When they have these talk shows, they ought to just have one mic turned on at a time, let a person finish their thought, and then go to the next person. Wouldn't that be something?
You do it like summer camp where you had to have the campfire, and around the campfire you could only talk if you were holding the talking stick.
Well, that'd be a good etiquette for talk shows and a lot of other things. So, anyway,
funny. Well, I was going to ask you something, and then, I don't know, we goofed off for 2 minutes, and I lost my train of thought.
Well,
Bob's talking to all sorts of people on the phone, so.
We do have Donna on the line, and, sir, she has a comment to make about, basically what people need to do to pull their heads out of wherever they're keeping them at the moment. Donna, are you there?
Yes, and thank you, Congressman, for being back there in Washington, D.C. We do appreciate you. And, you know, as the conversation was going on, I thought about what Trish Clark had said, that government should not do for the people what the people can do for themselves. And I think education would be most helpful for people to remember, too, the things in the Constitution that are listed for use of tax dollars. And that would be for roads, post office, and military. And those are things that people cannot do for themselves. But seems there's a great need for education for people to understand the real purpose of government. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for being there. We do appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Don. I'm home now, but enjoying the warm weather here. But it's an honor to be back there. And, you know, I do, you know, keep my copy of the Constitution on my desk or in my pocket all the time, and just as a reminder. And you know, the pictures I have on the wall reflect that, too. And it's just, you know, it could be fairly basic here. And I guess in some ways I wish it was 1793, at least in the attitude of the place. But we have so many years of layers and layers of bureaucracy and debt and then a change of thinking by the people of the country that was, I don't know, somehow affirmed last, you know, the November election the other day that it's going to take a long time to unwind, but again, I don't give up very easily on hardly anything, and I'm not here to give up for these
anti-American values that are trying to unravel us right now. It just seems like, you know, the chaos theory is being put in place to just make everything just inwardly collapse, and that then that gives government more room to step in and take over things, because by golly, we have to do this now because of the national crisis. Well, the more crises you create, the more opportunity there is for a justification for an emergency to do that.
And never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. Yeah, and that can work both ways, but you know, we have to wake up the American people to the bottom line, and that it is ultimately their money and it's their opportunity that's being squelched by a government that, you know, we talked about the post office a second ago. Well, your stamp just went up to 46 cents, and they're talking about cutting back days, and we do have alternatives out there with the other people know how to deliver letters and things with, you know, people like UPS and FedEx and many others that are out there providing these courier services here. So, you know, ultimately what happens with the post office? Does it become a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing? Maybe so. I mean, it's always done a great job over the years pretty much of moving the mail. You know, everybody likes to make a little fun of it, but the volume they have. But, you know, we have to continue to have things evolve and look at things in new ways so they work better as technology and people, you know, change. There's a lot of positive come from that, too, when we have a country of opportunity where we can innovate.
All right. Well, Donna, thank you very much. We're going to have to move along here. And, Congressman, we do have one more question for you, and I'm going to throw that switch there. And, Congressman, you're still with us, right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't get confused on who was where.
Bob was throwing the switch, you know. Throwing the switch means potentially you're not with us anymore, I guess.
But once you ask the question, then we'll take the break and then hit him on the back.
Force him to stay on again. This is a nice ploy. I like it.
Well, it's like stop and go when I go 4 or 5 miles at a time.
All right, so get ready to go. While you're going, we did have somebody on here that we have several questions. Somebody wants to know about the right to carry, so firearms question, and also how the sequester is going to affect our district. Anyway.
Let's go ahead and take our break.
You got 2 minutes to think that through.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes. And
we'll be back. Playing Journey for you on your journey, your two-minute journey.
Don't stop believing.
What we were playing was the title of the song, not the name of the band. Okay.
You're listening to KCNR.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
8:53 on KCNR 1460, and we're going to try to crush, you know, the usual 5 pounds into a 3-pound container here in our last couple of minutes. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so is there any way to quantify what the cuts will be in our actual district from the sequester?
It's going to depend on how the bureaucracy again implemented here. The leadership just concluded a meeting in Washington in the White House. The president invited you know, both leaders in both houses, Green, Boehner, and McConnell, and
anyway, they all met here this morning here, I guess, to just decide that really wasn't going to happen and do anything different about the sequester. So it's going to hit how it does, but I think that's going to still be up to partly the administration and the bureaucracy out there of how they want to do it, you know. So it does have prescriptions about how much comes out of each department, each area, but it'll be kind of up to them as to which thing they want to hit. So right now the sky is falling stories are going to try and hit people where they live. And so right now I just passed a Forest Service truck, which I don't know where he's going. It says fire on it. There's no fire. So maybe some of these people that don't allow any timber harvest might be looked at a little bit here. But, you know, I am not one to settle for that we get things that people care about when we have a giant bureaucracy that's grown by leaps and bounds the last 4 years. So,
If only your car was tied to the cut machine in Washington D.C., we just solved $17 trillion in overspending.
Congressman,
it's actually kind of fun.
We got 5 minutes to the top of the hour. I did promise Jim that we would try to get him in. And Jim, welcome to the program. And if you can talk over that 400 or 500 horsepower beast we're hearing in the background.
I sure love to listen to that thing run, because that's a nice running for it. But anyway, Crossman, glad that you're back home and everything, and that you're back there representing us. But is there any Democrats back, congressman back there that care more about the Constitution and where their children are going to raise and their grandchildren over being a socialist Democrat?
You know, they come from the South. They come from red states that, you know, they get elected in these marginal districts. But team orders that come out to do certain things. And so they hold pretty closely to them. But you did see, here a while back, we had the bill that, did the no budget, no pay, which means if either house, which is going to apply to the Senate right now, If they don't put a budget out, then they don't get paid for being there, which makes great sense. Well, a lot of Dems did cross party lines to vote for that, but that might be more because maybe they'd be too embarrassed not to. So, but that said, you know, there's a lot of pretty good Southern Democrats that we can maybe get along with on fiscal issues or, you know, maybe some of the values issues here and there. But by and large, when it becomes to team discipline, you know, You saw what happened on the Obama healthcare takeover. We don't call it Obamacare. It's the Obama healthcare takeover. He actually likes that other term. And the discipline was there very firm in order to get that thing out. And so when the chips are really down, you know, they're going to go for the big government growth. And that was one of the worst things to happen in legislative history, getting that thing passed.
What about the gun? Got 3 minutes. What about the gun appetite back there? You see any of that actually going through?
Hey, Jim, we're going to let you go, okay?
Okay, thanks, hey, Jim.
Thanks. There was a momentum, you know, after a couple of these horrible, you know, incidents here for a while, but ultimately I think most Americans still see that a lot of these gun control measures don't work. They just take things away from the law-abiding. Once again, it's the same argument. It doesn't change that you're not going to curb crime by regulating even more of the people that are compliant. So it's going to remain the area focused on background checks and things of that nature. But also, I mean, when there's crime, there needs to be punishment too. And we're sending the wrong signal on all matters of type of crime when California's cutting them loose as fast as they can because they don't want to put the money into the prison system. You know, you keep building them until you don't have room, until you run out of bad guys. We're not running out of bad guys. Federal level, similar thing. So, but at the same time, we need to have oversight of how those run so it doesn't cost $50,000 to keep one prisoner in there for a year. Mm. Why do we have to have that?
Why are they getting super top-notch health care and we're throwing old folks out into, you know, wherever we can find a place to stuff them in a hole and forget about them? Why are we doing that?
Because we have courts that rule in the bleeding heart fashion that they need to have absolute rights to everything. You know, they have decent medical facilities in these prisons here that can, you know,
give a guy a few stitches there when they get into a scuffle and do a lot of basic things. But they're afraid to even do that because they have all the ability to go to the prison law library and then sue over because their cookie, they actually sue because, their cookie is broken. Okay? I can't make that up. If their meal comes and has a cookie with it and it's broken into three or four pieces or something, they can sue over that being some kind of distressful thing that their meal isn't
that
right.
Was at Pelican Bay.
And they get all, yeah, so, I mean, it's, so when we elect executives, like to governor, to president, that appoint these kind of judges that don't believe in the Constitution as written, but believe they need to stretch it and they believe they're legislating from the bench, all this builds over time to where we are now. Prisoner's Bill of Rights and all these interpretations, giving the ultimate authority to the EPA over the Endangered Species Act, which started out in 1973 as a well-intentioned thing to save the bald eagle. Now it's saving every bug and critter that may or may not even be endangered, but because somebody can put it on a list, boom, we all have to stop our lives and stop our businesses trying to fight that.
So Congressman, we've hit the clock. We've hit the edge of the clock.
We did. We just hit the wall.
Thank you for calling. You have made this a great Friday, sir.
You have, exactly.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll hit it here. I'm not getting very many miles per commercial here. So.
Well, enjoy Alrighty. Your weekend. I know you've got lots of events to attend, so we thank you for coming on with us. There he goes.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
President Obama, just out of a meeting with congressional leaders, blames Republicans for the sequester cuts kicking in today.
They've allowed these cuts to happen because they refuse to budge on closing a single wasteful loophole to help reduce the deficit.
This discussion about revenue, in my view, is over.
House Speaker John Boehner outside the White House minutes before the president spoke.
Let's make it clear that the president got his tax hikes on January 1st.
Republicans say spending is the problem, and the president isn't taking that seriously. The president says he's cut spending and is willing to do more, including entitlement reform, but only with a balanced approach. So, the sequester will begin. The president just reiterating that cuts will be felt across a wide range of programs and services, but not felt right away, and that the longer the cuts are allowed to sink in, the worse it will be. Attention now turns.